up. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Rev. With the number 7 Future in You Night Serum. Inspired by a breakthrough in night skin science.
Okay, you've got Big Brother news on the way this morning.
Yeah, that's where we're heading first this morning, to the celebrity Big Brother house. Lots of drama last night as the housemates were made do face-to-face nominations.
Oh, the drama of that.
I don't think I'd be able to handle that well. I don't take criticism very well. Okay, so 5 housemates.
Her left eye be twitching.
5.
You know, like when the Furby malfunctions.
My brother said sometimes if I'm ever fighting with someone, he said my face twitches. Like, he said that to me. He's like, your eyebrows twitching. Anyway, okay, sorry. Back to Big Brother.
Yeah.
5 housemates have been put forward to get the boot ahead of tonight's brutal triple
5
eviction. I know.
Okay.
So after a very tense round of nominations, it was Patsy Palmer, Chris Hughes, Ella Ray Wise, Angelica Bell, and JoJo Siwa, who had the most votes, okay?
I mean, who hasn't been nominated?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Then, in a savage plot twist, one of the nominated housemates was given the chance to save themselves if they found a golden egg hidden in a basket in the middle of the room, because it was Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And lucky for JoJo, she was the first to find the egg, but then in a dramatic twist, she actually chose to replace herself with somebody else.
Let me guess who she chose.
Who do you think?
Chris.
No, Chris is already up.
Oh, right.
And she also likes Chris, so she wouldn't
choose. Oh, sorry, I thought you meant that she got that golden egg, so it saved her, so she could pass it on to someone else.
No, she saved herself and chose someone else in her place.
Gotcha, yeah.
So she chose Danny Beard to swap places with her, as she claims that he didn't always read the room. And Danny said, you know, I'm a drag queen. It's my job to read the room.
To read the room,
so Danny wasn't too happy. So that means that Danny is up for eviction tonight alongside Patsy, Angelica, Chris and Ella.
Okay.
They're all at risk, I wrote, of being dumped. What is this, Love Island?
Yeah, well, I mean.
So only 2 of them will survive Triple Tuesday.
Patsy, now I've been watching bits online. I haven't watched it on the telly. I've been seeing it like kind of on social. And it seems like Patsy's not all that loved in the house.
I think it's just very hard to live with all these different people.
Yeah. But I sure mean it's hard to live with most people.
They have nothing else to do but to talk about each other as well. Do you know?
And I saw Chris got very upset that people in the house seem to think that like him and JoJo shouldn't be friends or shouldn't be as close friends that they are.
They're very close.
Yeah, and he was like bawling his eyes out in the diary room being
really?
Yeah, he's like, why am I not allowed to be her friend?
I apologise. I've been on a hen in Manchester for a few days, so I actually need to catch up over the last couple of days.
He
but
was
I
literally
know,
bawling his eyes out. And Big Brother was like, oh, take a moment, you're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been unusual relationship. They're very close.
It does seem a little unexpected.
Yeah, but yeah, they're flirty now. They'd be
it's
you know,
more than
very,
friends.
I see. She's in a relationship, so the whole thing is just it's a bit uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. If she was single, I think it would be okay. Well, we'll find out who survives Triple Tuesday is what they're calling it. Next up, in case you missed it over the weekend. Guys, I can't believe this when it popped up on my phone over the weekend. A hot new couple alert. A picture of Billy Ray Cyrus kissing Liz Hurley was posted online over the weekend. Did you not see this?
No!
Really?
Billy Ray Cyrus and Liz Hurley?
I know, Brendan.
Wow.
It's unexpected. You can find love in the most unusual places. At first, fans thought that it was an AI-generated image, okay? Because the pair, it's a bit of an unlikely match. They're kind of wondering, how did you two meet each other? However, their romance isn't that random after all.
Oh.
The pair first met back in 2022 when they were playing the romantic leads in a movie called Christmas in Paradise.
I need to see that immediately.
Why have we not watched this? However, The Sun has revealed that they reconnected last year when he turned to the actress and model for help after his third marriage crumbled. A source said Liz has been keeping the whole thing under wraps and she barely told anyone. She wanted to make sure that there really was something special going on before telling the world.
Sorry, Liz Hurley, like, wow.
Listen, I know we've all gone for different types of men over the course of our lives, but she does really have an unusual type, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, listen.
Fair play to Billy Ray.
In other showbiz news, Niall Horan's bought a new gaff.
Oh, fair play to him.
He splashed out almost £10 million on the house.
I was going to say, it's tough out there.
Fancy neighbourhood in West London. A source had told The Sun that Niall has bought himself a gorgeous house and he now lives close to celebrities like Holly Willoughby and Anton Deck. And he had a very cool penthouse in London, but he wanted somewhere a little more grown up.
Right.
So his new place, it's set across a number of floors. It has 6 bedrooms and it feels like a proper family home.
Fair play to him. Do you know what? He's worked for it.
He really has. Niall's a lovely chap and he seems very settled with his girlfriend Amelia Woolley. They have a dog and they're just like any other couple in their 30s, bar the fact that he's got a fortune in the bank.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're a regular couple, but true love.
No, but he is lovely.
Finally this morning. I love that song.
What? I don't know what the song that is.
It's Joss Stone, Right to Be Wrong.
Oh, no, I don't know that.
What a voice.
Sometimes you'll be like, oh, I love this. You really love the unexpected song from an artist.
Well, I like to switch things up. I don't want it to be too predictable,
enough.
We're not going to put in every time we talk about Joss Stone, Brendan. Joss Stone has revealed that she no longer shares a bed with her husband. Sorry.
Is this how quiet it is?
It's really quiet today, okay? It's really quiet. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know, obviously the Pope is the big thing in the news. Yeah. So the celebrity stories are just not
when
any of them.
When a massive worldwide event happens, all the showbiz news dries up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So Joss Stone has revealed that she no longer shares a bed with her husband after just 18 months of marriage.
18 months?
The pop star, who has 3 kids with her hubby, Cody Deleuze, she says that she has very different bedtime routine than her husband, right?
Fair.
So Joss says she does the night shift with the kids. She gets Bear down, then she has Violet, and also she has a child. The reason why I'm doing the story is because Joss Stone has a child called Shackleton.
No way!
My surname's Shackleton.
Yeah.
And I like to believe that I'm distantly related to Ernest Shackleton, the great Antarctic explorer.
And at Joss some stage, someone started spelling the names differently.
We think so.
Wow.
We once spoke to somebody from the Shackleton Museum in Kildare, didn't we? Well, she has a son called Shackleton.
Shackleton.
Yeah.
First name Shackleton.
Bear, Shackleton and Violet. So anyway, she just said that they sleep separately because the husband does be watching horror movies in one room and then she does be keeping the kids all right.
Fair enough.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
All the latest entertainment stories and Joss Stone's bedtime routine.
There you
98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glamour.
Oh, lots of it for a Tuesday.
And prizes.
98FM.
Well, good morning to you. Happy Easter. I can't really say that anymore, can I?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter and happy Tuesday. It is time for Matchy Matchy, the game where you could win stunning prizes by just matching 3 words with either myself or Brendan. Every week we unveil another prize that's up for grabs. Let's hear from AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
We're serving up amazing prizes on Matchy Matchy while you're serving up delicious food from your brand new gas-powered barbecue.
Ooh. We want you to fly high with your very own flight lesson.
Rejuvenate your face with a hydrofacial therapy.
Nice.
And is that child crying? Make them happy by putting them on a child's rocking horse.
It's time to giddy up on Matchy Matchy.
A rocking horse.
I really was wondering where that was going for a second.
Same. You never know what prize is going to appear on Matchy Matchy with those two.
Brand new prize of a child's rocking horse. Good morning to Kathleen and Kilcock. Kathleen, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good, thanks.
Kathleen, how was Easter weekend for you?
It was lovely. We're just back from Waterford, so it was nice.
Oh, nice.
Were you celebrating anything?
It was our wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats.
How many years?
8 years married.
8 years married. What do you get for 8 years?
Is it? I don't know, a weekend away.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
Brilliant.
And on the 8th year, they give us a weekend away.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Yes, that would be quite lovely. Kathleen, do you have a child's rocking horse in your house?
I don't, but you know what? It could probably do it once, so it would be quite fun.
Yeah. And you normally do quite well when you play along with Matchy Matchy, do you?
No, I'm being honest.
Okay. Have you ever got two or three? No.
Oh, never.
Right.
Never. So this is going to go well.
Well, you know what? Fair play to you for putting yourself forward.
This is a safe space, though.
It is a safe space.
Yes. I'll give it a bash.
Kathleen, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm going to go Brendan.
Oh, okay.
Brendan's off I go. Into the boots. Let's get the page, let's get the pen, and let's play Matchy Matchy. Right, your first word this Tuesday morning is lake.
Up.
Say that again.
Makeup.
No, sorry, it's lake, L-A-K-E.
Oh.
I should have enunciated. You're saying Lake Garda. Lovely. Your second word is camp.
Fire.
Campfire. And your third word this morning, Kathleen and Kilcock, is cheese.
Board.
Cheese board. So you've gone Lake Garda, campfire, and cheese board. Are you happy to lock in those three words in Matchy Matchy?
Not really, but I'll go for it.
I love it. We're locking them in, Kathleen, and we are welcoming Brendan back to studio. Hello, pet. How are you? Are you ready to rock?
I am ready.
Brendan, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy is lake.
Lake. The first word that comes to head, comes to my mind is Lake Garda.
Lake Garda. Your second word is camp.
Camp site.
Camp site. And Brendan, your third word is your favourite, cheese.
Oh, there's too many options. I'm between words beginning with a B and an S. I'm gonna go with cheese board.
Cheese board. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Kathleen and Kilcock?
Come on.
Let's find out. No! So close,
Brendan!
Guys!
Kathleen!
Okay, you both said Lake Garda and you both said cheese board.
Yeah.
But it was a word camp that caused confusion.
Yeah.
Kathleen said campfire and you said campsite.
Oh, campfire.
Oh, Brendan, you let me down.
Kathleen,
so close.
Can we just say fair play to you? Because you said you weren't good at Matchy Matchy, but you've done fantastic this morning.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Fair play, Kathleen.
That
we're
going to
send
great.
You out a goodie bag.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Happy
Kathleen,
thanks
that was a
playing.
Great game. Thank you so much. Enjoy the goodie bag.
Well done,
thank
everyone.
Thank you so
well,
much,
well done,
I'm going to be honest. I might have said Lake Como.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Ooh, okay, we've done great. If you think you can get three tomorrow, though, and you'd like to come on air and play Matchy Matchy, just WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.